Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are on the line now with Steve Johnson. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Zach. Thanks for having me on.
It is always great to speak with you. And, you know, normally you and I have this conversation over a beer, at a brewery, what have you. But you, my friend, are doing something that I think a lot of people are taking part in right now, and that is Dry January. Just for the folks out there that maybe haven't experienced this Dry January, why don't you tell the folks what it's about?
Well, it's a movement that started over in Europe and has now been adapted in the U.S., and the basic premise is that you give up alcohol for the month of January.
And so for a guy like you, what has that been like? Because obviously craft beer is a huge part of what you do. It's a huge part of your life. What's it been like? How do you feel? And, you know, would you do it again?
Well, luckily you can't see me because I'm sitting here with the shakes in my home office. No, it's not like that at all. I'm just kidding. Well, my business, Motor City Brew Tours, January is probably a slower month for the beer tourism business that I run. So it's not as challenging from maybe a beer event standpoint of kind of being at breweries and taking people around. I found that as I get into January, you're looking at, do I want to get fit? Do I want to kind of get back into the swing of things as I come out of the holidays? And, you know, going dry during this month is kind of a nice, it fits right into that. It's why we're hearing a lot more about it in the media this year over other years. I would say generally living in this industry, the beer industry, for the last 10 years, I've been taking a look at drinking lower alcohol beers and other alternatives and just ways to kind of dial it down and live a little healthier. There's nothing wrong with kind of taking a look at that if it fits for you and seeing what alternatives are out there.
Well, and you know, Steve, I feel like that the things that you're talking about are things that brewers are feeling. You can go to Ann Arbor and get a hop soda. You can go to Ferndale and get kombucha. And of course, obviously, there is versions of kombucha that have higher alcohol content, but at a place like Urban Rest, it's very little to no alcohol. And so I feel like, Steve, as you go around this area, you're seeing offerings of, even if it is lower ABV beer or really things that aren't even beer at all.
That's very true. I think we're really at the start of something that'll become a bigger trend, a bigger part of the market in the coming years. It's something that a few years ago when I was over in Europe and I was traveling in Germany and other countries, that was commonplace. You would go into a bar and you might have 3-4 beer choices and you'd always have a non-alcoholic beer choice. All the German breweries produce it. They've imported them here for years. It hasn't necessarily always been as commonplace, but now you're seeing craft breweries that are jumping into it, whether they're trying kombucha or they're trying their own what they're calling a near beer, a non-alcoholic beer with a craft beer twist to it. So they're trying to make them taste better. And that's what we're starting to see. That's a little different now that we weren't seeing before.
I know. I think there's one out west, and don't quote me on this, called The Athletic, where they brew only near beers. But again, they offer, because I'll tell you, Steve, going back to growing up myself, I think of, like, you know, O'Doul's. And while there's probably nothing wrong with that, there's also nothing sexy about that. And I feel like they're, to your point, not just going away from beer itself to hop sodas or kombuchas, but there's something that's becoming cooler or trendier about these near beers. And I wonder if that's because, you know, they're not so plain and blah.
I think so. So the brewery you mentioned, Athletic Brewing Company, they're out of Connecticut. They've been around a couple years. They're one of about 3 or 4 that I've recently purchased and kind of sampled and tried. I had a golden ale from them, but they also have a pale and an IPA and a hazy IPA. And it was interesting. It it looks like a beer. It tasted like a beer. It just didn't have alcohol, so you didn't get a buzz from it. But if you were in a social situation and you were, if I was standing there holding that can, drinking it, and we were just talking, you wouldn't think anything of it. So maybe that kind of social norms thing of, ooh, I'm not drinking. Can I talk to that person in that situation? Supporting or having a product like what Athletic is doing, or any of the other products that have come out on the market have really eliminated that barrier. I also had one from BrewDog. So if you're familiar with BrewDog, they're out of Scotland. Mm. And they took this kind of a step further. And in the month of January in London, they actually opened up a pub that is all, not just their products, but other products, all a non-alcoholic beer bar, essentially. And I tried their Stout AF, so Stout alcohol-free, let's say that correctly. and it tasted like kind of a lower, it just tasted like a lighter Stout to me. Looks cool from like a graphic standpoint. So Life Athletic, they're kind of targeting and marketing that to like a younger, more fit, maybe more progressive demographic that has probably skewed a little away from beer at times.
So kind of on that then, I mean, it is dry January. Do you think that we'll see more, maybe not straight non-alcoholic pubs, though I do think you'll start to see those just flat out. I mean, do you think you'll start to see more places offering more choices like this? Because, you know, I feel like one of the things about craft beer is that it's about being inclusive. And, you know, one of the odd things about alcohol is if you don't drink it, it's not fun to be around. And so I wonder if it was more inclusive to those that don't drink. And again, I know that sounds crazy, right? Like we're trying to make alcohol friendly for those that don't like the alcohol. But I wonder, I mean, you're seeing right. this, you're already seeing it happening other places across the world. And I wonder, you know, if maybe that you won't see more of it here.
I definitely think that's going to be the case. I don't think it's going to take over the world or anything like that. But I think as we've seen with like the White Claw and the hard seltzer movement of the last couple years, the public's interested in some of these alternatives. And I wouldn't, those aren't non-alcoholic, but they are an alternative type of alcoholic beverage. And I think you're going to find people more open now to trying those. Maybe it becomes something they do here and there, but not all the time. Now, I'm a beer drinker. I'm not going to give up beer. Right. I definitely built a business around it and love the whole industry. But I definitely have found times where I'd like to dial it down. And this is an interesting approach that I think will catch on to a certain degree in the market.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing about craft beer, too. You mentioned dialing it down. Some of those, especially this time of year, right, an Imperial Stout, some of those are really heavy, and the ABV can really climb on you. Same is true with sours or certain IPAs. But, you know, it's never been about getting trashed. I hate that word, but I'm at a loss for a better one. It's about the experience, the taste, the flavor. And I wonder, you know, again, if you subtract some of the alcohol from that, if it allows you to try more things, right? I mean, because you and I both know that certain styles of beers are limiting just because of how heavy they are. And that could be in body or in alcohol content.
I totally agree with that. And I think there's nights where, like, I couldn't drink three of those.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm in a situation where we're just going to sit there sipping, hanging out for 3-4 hours. At a bar or somewhere, and I can't do that with 10%, 12% beers. So I think the movement the last couple of years of dialing down the ABV but giving more variety in the market is a good thing. And, you know, dry January and trying non-alcoholic beers and other types of products like that is just an extension of it. And as we make that more acceptable and more inclusive, I guess you could say, like you said earlier, more of these bars, breweries will kind of jump in and have that as another option when you're in there, or something you have as one of a few different drinks you have in there. It doesn't have to be everything.
You know, and I don't want to put my tinfoil hat on, but it's too late. It almost feels like dry January was invented by the brewers guilds to see if people would embrace drinking lower ABV or no ABV beverages, because I tell you, and this is the reason you and I are talking about it, this has caught on, this has become a thing. And I'm, like you said, it's been happening across the pond for a long time. I know I've heard this going back a year or two, but I feel like there's something about this year, Steve, that just is different, that people are really latching on to this concept.
I agree. I'll admit I didn't pay attention to it much the last couple of years either, although I think on my own, because I've been in the industry a while, I've probably started to look for alternatives and things to drink that are less. And I think there's a lot of people, as the craft beverage industry and beer in general has matured and a lot more people are in it, are now taking a look at what they've been doing the last so many years and going, okay, maybe I could approach this differently. And it's all sort of hit at the same time as we went into 2020.
And, you know, Steve, I can't get you out of here without talking about what you guys are doing over at Motor City Brew Tours. And, you know, maybe one day we'll talk about a dry January tour, but what do you have for the folks coming up here in the near future?
Well, I got some great things coming up. I got bus and walking tours that I do throughout the winter as we get into the spring. And coming up in February, on February 15th, so essentially like Valentine's Day weekend, I'm doing an all mead bus tour.
Nice.
So mead is fermented honey, and we're going to three great places that are all about mead. I think that's going to be a really fun and different tour. I also have some walking tours coming up. I got a walking tour in Detroit in February, and I got a walking tour in Eastern Market, believe it or not, in February. So we don't stop for the cold here in Michigan. We tough it out. We get out there, and we still do stuff. So we got a lot of fun events. It's all listed on our website, MotorCityBrewTours.com, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and any of the other social properties.
If you're ever looking for a day to embrace and enjoy the beer in the Motor City, Steve Johnson is your guy, Motor City Brew Tours. Steve, thanks for the time. I always appreciate your insight.
Thanks for having me on, Zach.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.